it's really, really important, number one, to collect enough ammunition. We always talk about this, ammunition in the beginning. Ammunition being, why are you doing this? Why is this important to you? What's the main concern? Who are the people that it's going to benefit? What are their names? You know, who is it going to be, your kids? Is it going to be the spouse? Do you already have any insurance in place, any sort of life insurance? Do you have any other investments? I want to know everything about their current financial picture, and I also want to know what that financial picture is going to look like when they're gone, because that ammunition is what I'm going to use to shoot down objections at the end. So if I don't collect enough ammunition in the beginning, I'm not going to be able to shoot down the objections at the end. So when I'm sitting down and, you know, I've already collected all the ammunition, I've already gone through the types of coverage, I've already got the why out on the table, why this is a concern for them, why they felt this form. Before I go into pricing, and it's going to be a little different with critical period or, you know, final expense versus a full mortgage payoff, but let's just say it's full mortgage payoff. What I want to do is I want to spend just a little bit of time on each possible benefit. Okay, and I use the birthday cake example. Nate uses the house. I like the house a little better. I just haven't practiced it. But when I explain the benefit of, and I'll just go really briefly through the different benefit options, I'll say to them, I first edify the company. Whatever company I'm about to recommend, you guys have to realize we only work with top A-plus rated companies. So every company we work with is a great company. I love every company we work with. So I tell my client that. I'll say, Mary, Bob, I work with about 3 dozen different insurance companies. And every one of them looks at different issues differently. They rate different issues differently in age groups. And after looking at your situation, your age group, and your health history, the best option is going to be American Amicable. And I love American Amicable. They're a great company, debt-free, been in business for over 80 years. But the reason I like them so much, number one, only about probably 3 or 4 out of 10 people will even qualify for this product because they're very picky as far as health. You've got to be in pretty good health and under a certain age limit to qualify. You guys shouldn't have too much of a problem qualifying. Of course, I can't guarantee anything until we actually send an application. It goes to underwriting. But you should qualify. So the reason I like this product so much is because of all the benefits that are available that are not available with other companies, other products. Rather than just being a basic life insurance product where if you just die, it pays off the mortgage, there's other benefits available. So I'm going to tell you what the benefits that are available. You tell me what's important to you guys. And I'll go through the birthday cake. The first one is the death benefit. It's going to pay up $150,000 in case you die. There's an accidental death benefit. So if you die of an accident, car accident, fall off a roof, any sort of an accident, it's going to double to $300,000. Okay. Now, normally I'm not a big fan of accidental death, but it's only a few dollars extra a month, so it just makes sense to double it in case of an accident. The third option is a critical illness. And critical illness means that if you have a heart attack, stroke, cancer, and about 15 other things, it's going to pay out anywhere from 25 to 50% up to 100% of the death benefit, up to $100,000. So let's just say it's 50%, $50,000, 50% of 150 is $75,000. So if you have a heart attack, a stroke, cancer, paralysis, blindness, it's going to pay out $75,000. The reason this is important to me is because my dad had 2 strokes in his 30s. He was 33 and 36, and I'm 35. So that really hits home for me, critical illness. You're far more likely to have a critical illness than you are of dying. Even though it's very important to have protection in case you die, we already stated what the financial situation would look like if you were to die. But critical illness, you're far more likely, and a lot of times it's a harder financial hardship because not only do you not have the income, but now you have other bills and medical bills that are going to be due also. So that's a really big deal to me. The fourth option is disability. A lot of people have disability through work, so it's not a big deal, but it's usually only 60% disability, and most people would have a very hard time living on 60% of their income. So this disability is going to pay the mortgage payment. The other 60% you get through work would pay the rest of the bills. And the last option is return a premium, which means you're going to get all, if you go through this policy, and knock on wood, we hope that nothing happens between now and the time that the mortgage is paid off, but when this policy ends, you're going to get every dollar spent on a death benefit back into your pocket. And we all know most people don't do enough for retirement. So to do a policy like this, it's going to end up being about $40,000, $50,000 that you get back. So out of all these options, death benefit, accidental death, critical illness, disability, return of premium, which one of these options is not important? Which one could you care less about? And almost every single time they say, well, I want all of it. I care about all of it. I almost never get somebody to tell me that they don't care about one thing because I spent just a little bit of time building value in each part of it. And that's really what separates this from a basic life insurance policy. It covers them for every possible scenario. So, you know, I'm tailoring it. You got to realize we're not building value in a general sense. We're building value in a very specific sense, specific to that individual. So everything that I talk about, it's based off of what they told me about their situation. I'm using names. I'm using Mary, Bob. I'm using the kids' names, Jason, whatever the names are. I'm tailoring it specifically for them. So if Bob has a heart attack and he can't work, Mary, you're going to get $75,000. So not only are you going to be able to pay the mortgage, but you're also going to be able to, you know, not have the pressure of Bob going back to work. He can heal properly. And so I'm really tailoring it to each individual and building value on where they've told me, this is important to me. This is not important to me. So I'm going to focus on what they told me is important to me and how this is going to get them what they want. Because what's important to me may not be important to them. I want to know first what is important to you and what is not important to you. And I'm going to show them this product is going to get you what you want, and here's how. And I'm doing it in a consultative manner, not in a sales manner. I'm doing it in a way that I listen to what they say, and I'm hearing them, and I say, okay, based on what you've told me, this is what I would recommend. Okay, out of all these products, all these options, based on what you've told me, this is what I would recommend. Not pushing a product and selling it. And that way they look at me more like a doctor looks at a patient or a patient looks at a doctor. They know that I'm analyzing their particular situation and I'm going to prescribe the right medication for them. That's my approach.
You know, what's interesting is that I really don't feel like there's a right way to do this. That's kind of what I've learned is that, you talked about how you kind of add your own spice. And I do it differently than both of you guys. Each one of us does it a little bit differently, but yet we're both, you know, writing most of the policies that we sit with. So I think one thing that I would, you know, I do definitely do that Brad's also doing is tailoring it to the person you're talking to. And I think depending on your market, you're going to end up doing more of one thing versus another. So like my market, I'm a little bit, I'm in East Tennessee, and there's a lot of unhealthy and older people in East Tennessee. So I do probably 70%, maybe even 80% critical period and writing whole life rather than the American Amicable. You know, I look forward when I get an American Amicable presentation, like, wow, this is awesome. So, because most of mine are United Home Life. So I really kind of, I guess, I don't want to say perfected, but that's really my niche is the critical period option.
Nate, it's Bryce. Hey, I want to hear you do the how you build the value, you know, prior to presenting price.
When I'm in the home, I had my script there. It was so funny. I had my critical period script when I was selling critical period. I had my in-home script, what to say in the home script, the little nine items, whatever it was. I had that in front of me because I wasn't that good. I got thrown into this thing. I had no idea. I didn't know how to fill an application on my first appointment. I didn't know how to run the software on my first appointment. I didn't know how to do any of that kind of stuff. I was just like, hey, I got appointments. What do I do? They said, sell home protector. Okay, great. I listened to the audios. I didn't have videos to watch. But the more and more you're starting to be in the field and more you get a better grasp of this, we talked about this before, I think it was. I don't know if it was this call or another call. But this is the recipe we're going to give you. You're going to be able to add your own spice. you're going to be able to have your own stories you put into this. You're going to have your own personality that you put into this. You don't have to do it like Brad does it, like Matt does it, like I do it. So if I'm sitting in the house and I'm getting ready to show them their options, whether it be for critical period or whether it be for the home protector and stuff, and, you know, one of the first things I always tell them is, you know, just to let you guys know, I'm not here to sell you anything. Okay, I don't have something in my bag. I kind of look at my bag that I'm going to pull out and try to convince you to buy. I realized a long time ago that there is no one-size-fits-all product. Everyone's situation is unique and it's different. And my job really is just to kind of show you what I found in terms of working with my 36 different carriers where, you know, I show you what you qualify for. And what our goal is to really do is allow you to customize this coverage to fit your needs and, most importantly, fit into the budget. Now, to me, a budget is kind of a loaded word. You know, we all budget our money for things that we see of value. Some people I know, they budget $150 a month to watch TV. Some people spend $150 a month to have their cell phone. Some people budget $300 a month for cigarettes or beer or to go out to eat or vacation. So I made the mistake before, which I don't want to make with you guys. I don't want to determine ahead of time what you see value in. I don't know what kind of value you see in terms of your life or your wife or your family. So what I want to do today is just kind of show you everything you qualify for. And then give you the opportunity to basically tell me what you see value in. Does that make sense? And listen, I'm not here to judge. You know, I have some people, you know, you walk into a beautiful home and they have, you know, $150 a month that they're spending on their TV. That's awesome. They see value in that, but, you know, $50 a month they don't want to spend on insurance. That's okay. There's other people I know. I met with a 68-year-old gentleman the other day, and he has some health issues, and you know, they're lower income. And I remember I said, I think that's too much money, and I made a mistake of saying, I don't think you know, are you sure you want to do that particular price each month? You know, I don't want to make it a hardship on you. And he basically almost slammed his fist on the table and said, hey, if I die today, I don't want my baby having to worry about paying for this home. And he saw value in paying $300 a month for his coverage. So just to let you guys know, my job right now is to kind of present this to you and show you what you qualify for, and it's your job to take over, customize the coverage that you see value in. And that's kind of where I kind of lead into that before I actually pull out and start showing them the numbers. I mean, one of the things that I learned from my mentor, I think that was invaluable, you got to be able to motivate the buyer to buy. You know, when you can motivate a buyer to buy, which basically is having them realize I need something versus being talked into buying something are completely two different things. And if you hear Matt and Brad talk, they're phenomenal at making people realize that they need something versus trying to talk them into buying something. And when you can create the realization in people that they say, I need this, that is an art. And that's all we're trying to do, guys. They already told us in some way, mail in that form, I think I need this. I'm not sure I need this. I want some numbers to see if I can afford this. All we got to go in and do is create that realization in that person where they say, I need this. When they say, I need this, it's just a matter of filling out the application and applying for it.